Our reading for today is from Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 22. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming age he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision, by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands. Remember that you were at the time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of the commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in the one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen. St. Paul writes, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked." We were indeed dead. We were born dead. We were stillborn. We were conceived in sin, as David tells us in Psalm 51:5. Apart from Christ Jesus, there is nothing good about any human being. We simply do what dead things do, rot. And that's about it. Yet God, in his mercy, looked down upon you. He looked down and he saw you and me, and he had mercy and compassion for us. We were dead, and yet God in Christ Jesus came, and he took the sin of the world into himself and onto himself so that you might live, and not just live, but live for eternity before God in his righteousness. We no longer desire to carry out those base desires. Of course, there's still the struggle, though, isn't there? That Romans 7 struggle that Paul talks about, the good that I want to do, I don't do that. And the evil, I keep doing that. What's wrong with me? Why do I do this? And because of this, there's tension constantly in the Christian life. That struggle between the saint and the sinner, which coexist at the same time, even though in the waters of baptism, that sinner has been pushed down and drowned, he keeps popping up to the surface over and over again. But there's good news. There's real good news. For Paul talks about it in Ephesians 8, 9, and 10. He tells us, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of your own doing, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." We'll stop there at 9. Grace, God's unmerited favor for sinners, for you. You have received God's grace through faith. Now, a lot of people think that faith is something that we muster up or do within ourselves. Even the Bible says that faith is the first good work, but faith always has an object. The object of the Christian faith is not me. It's not you. Instead, it's Jesus. For by grace, God's unmerited favor, you have been saved through Jesus, the object of our faith, and not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works. Nothing good that you've done, no decisions, works, efforts, merits, anything count for anything before God in his righteousness. Paul says, so that no one may boast, no one may brag about how good or smart or wonderful they are, but only boast in Jesus Christ. Martin Luther talks about this in the third article of the Apostles' Creed. He says, I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, by means of the gospel. Enlighten me with his gifts, word and sacrament. Sanctified me, setting me apart, and kept me in the true faith, in Jesus, who is the true faith. Now God has made that which is dead alive, and what are we to do? What living things do. Do you want to serve God? Then serve God. Do you want to serve your flesh? Then come to church, because the old Adam needs to be drowned again every week. This is a struggle that occurs, and it will be with you until you're dead, and then the struggle will be over, and those who are in Christ Jesus will be raised and rejoice with him for eternity. God has redeemed you. He has redeemed all in Christ Jesus. He calls all unto himself, but the amazing thing is you cannot by your own works, efforts, merits, reason, intelligence, or anything else come to him. It is God who gives life to that which is dead. Now God has called you. He has redeemed you. He has sanctified you. He has set you apart unto holiness. Go ahead and do what holy things do. Yet you will fail. And when you fail, don't think that God has written you off. Instead, he calls you back to his house over and over again, every week, every day. Come, that we might have fellowship together. That we might remember your baptism, that the old sinful self might finally be put to rest once forever. Rejoice in the waters of holy baptism. Eat and drink deeply at the table of the Lord. Hear the words of forgiveness and holy absolution for you. Jesus Christ has redeemed you. He has forgiven you of all of your sins. You are forgiven, and he has cast all of your sins away from you as far as the east is from the west. Rejoice. God requires nothing of you. He simply gives you the gift of life. Rejoice. It is yours. In Jesus' name, amen.